Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is this message, what is the message of our Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today we are reflecting on the seventh Sunday of Easter, first reading taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 27. Second reading will be taken from 1 Peter, chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. The theme of our reflection is empowered for the redemption of the world. For Saint John the Evangelist, there is in our world today a deep-seated cry for redemption, but some strive each day to shield it from the light, face, and help and goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. The question is, are they succeeding? In today's world, many pray for self-glorification, human power, and wealth that are good in themselves, but corrupt on daily basis those who seek them for self-interests. Hence, in today's news items, we hear and see the destruction and suffering of men and women hatched by selfish leaders, parents, brothers and sisters, and friends who care less for the common good. Hence, some are angry. Others have lost hope in the institutions and systems established for their relief, but have become homes of hopelessness and entry points of disappointment. Thus, in the words of the psalmist, the hour has come to ask the Lord for one thing that we long for, to savor His glory and to save our world and generation. Thus, we must pray together for a renewal of the incorruptible power of God's Spirit that accompanies us to perfection and helps us to reclaim our lost positions in the Lord's house and our healing status in this world. And so, my brother, my sister, I believe that you have the Spirit of God in you. And so let us join the church in renewing and rebuilding God's kingdom in this world. However, to those who have disdain for the church or are disappointed in her for reasons best known to them, I say this to you. This is the hour for healing and mercy. Hence, in the words of our Lord Jesus Christ to Peter in John's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 11, I say, let the sword return to its sheath, for we have all fallen short of the glory of God. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we must come together in His realm of mercy to pray to become more and more like Christ, and to re-establish together the Lord's goodness into this world, which prepares us to see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Lest we forget that the disciples were also disappointed that our Lord Jesus allowed Himself to be tortured and killed. And after the resurrection, they were also unhappy to note that our Lord Jesus was planning to return to His Father's side. However, having witnessed the ascension of our Lord Jesus and learned from their misjudgments of His salvific plans, the apostles and the brothers and the mother of our Lord Jesus in today's first reading gathered in the upper room to pray for the intervention of God's Spirit. They prayed together for a renewal, for an outpouring of the Spirit of God. They prayed together for that empowerment. And so, my brother, my sister, the time for the blame game is over. This is the hour to work together for God's glory. Thus, let us open our hearts and minds for the renewal of God's Spirit. For the Lord desires to purify and redeem our world through our words and actions of faith in Christ Jesus. And so, the world's redemption is in our hands. Hence, we must strive to renew our covenants with the Holy Spirit and remain in the love and mercy of God in order to prepare ourselves to be with Him in the land of the living. May the Lord bless our desires, bless the works of our hands, and keep us in His mercy. May the Spirit of the Lord help us to remain focused on redeeming God's world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. And Michael the Archangel, pray for us.